the whole purpose of this audio series is to inspire business owners and professionals to pursue their goals and dreams and to let them know that whatever it is that they want to do is possible. Your story is very inspirational. You're a very inspirational person. When I spent a whole day with you in Las Vegas, I was just like fired up. I was just so inspired because you have a fire in the belly. You have a passion that I rarely see. And so I know that your purpose is to get the Rudy message out there, to inspire hope into individuals out there. So I want to kind of set up sort of the rest of this program. What is the Rudy message? What does the Rudy message really mean?
Comes down to hope, number one. But be the person you want to be. That's the key.
Okay.
Be the person you want to be. That is what I became. What does Rudy want to be? What
do
you want to be?
Not the person that other people thought you should be.
Not the person that other people say you are. That's where you got to quit listening and quit asking permission to be successful. Guess what? You already have it. You just got to do the work.
Say that again. You already have what?
Permission to be successful.
Okay.
No one's stopping you but you.
I have permission to be successful. How do you define success?
Success comes from many different levels. That's your definition of success is what you achieve, your goals. Not what someone else said you achieve, but what you achieve.
Okay.
Now, people may recognize you because you achieved high goals and you think, no, that's part of my goal. Mm-hmm. I haven't achieved my goal yet.
Mm-hmm.
People say, wow. You did all that, but you had another purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a lot of people who come into my world, especially in my primary niche, they're like, you know, Howard, you have a big business and I don't want to have a big business. And so therefore, you know, what am I going to get out of coaching from you guys? And we're like, look, it's not about our goals for you. It's about your goals. And you know what? That's so important that I want all the listeners to hear is that your success is not my success. My success is not your success. And no one is saying, and I've shared this with my members for years, that look, if you want one truck, if you want 1,000 trucks, if you want to have a part-time business where you can make the amount of money that you want and you can spend half the day at home, you know, with your kids, you need to create goals that mean something to you. There's no sort of box of success there that you've got to fit into. Is that what you're saying? So in other words, for example, like I got a guy that works for me and he's an assistant on a truck, which means that at one of my companies, and which means that he doesn't want to be a lead tech that takes responsibility for the job and communicate with the client. And even though he could probably make a lot more money because he could do the add-on sales and this, that, and the other thing, but the guy is happy. He owns his own home, probably has more money in the bank than any other employee in that company, right? Because he uses his money wisely. He's as happy as he can be. He spends time with his family. He owns his own home. He's living the American dream. So to him, that's success.
Absolutely. That's why I say it. Even at where I worked at the power plant, people were very excited about their promotion. Or they saw themselves being that operator. Or they saw themselves being the boss. Or saw themselves doing different levels. See, that's what I'm saying. Their environment will dictate where they want to go, what they need to do. That's what I'm saying. If you want to be somebody different, change your environment. Change where no one knows you. Then when you do that, things change.
That's what happened to you when you went in the Navy.
That's what happened when I went in the Navy. Changed my environment. My thought process changed.
You didn't have a label when you went into the Navy.
No label. And that's like walking into the grocery store, and I always use this, and you see a can of tomatoes. You assume there's tomatoes in that can because that label says tomatoes.
Okay.
So you assume there's tomatoes in that can. That's the label. You want that to be different, change the label.
Okay.
And change what's inside there.
So this is part of our challenge, if you will, is that we all have our own picture of what success looks like. So therefore, let's say the guys that worked at the power plant, success to them was filling up enough lunch buckets with the Chiquita banana sticker. And that's my definition of success. So why would you want to go off and go to Notre Dame? You know, that's for somebody else. You belong here. So we all have this picture of success in our mind. Why wouldn't everybody else want to be like me? No, is that what you're saying?
There's a little difference, okay. If I can explain that.
Absolutely.
The guys filling up the Chiquita banana stickers on their lunch bucket didn't have a goal.
Okay.
They just knew if they filled an X amount of lunch buckets up, they retire.
Isn't that a goal?
No.
No?
That's survival.
Okay.
If I could survive.
So what's the difference?
Big difference, because they didn't go to work with a purpose. When you go to work with a purpose, then the purpose is, I want to run the plant. I want to clean the plant better. I want to be a better electrician. I want to be a better technician. I want to be a better operator. You know, that's the difference.
Wow.
Then they don't get stuck on stupid thinking or goofy thinking or goofy habits. That's the difference. So you stay away from that environment. Stay away from those thinkers. Stay away from those people who want you to surrender to their type of thinking because they're not happy. Happy people do different things. Happy people have real goals. What do you mean by that, Rudy? Well, sometimes you got to understand, what do you need to do in order to be what you want to be? Get a dream. Well, what do you mean by a dream? Get something that inspires you, that you feel that you could be.
Thinking about the typical business owner, professional that's out there, anybody listening to this, most people have a poor self-image of themselves. They don't see themselves as successful. They're looking at other people that have success. They don't know how to get success, all right? We're here to inspire them, to let them know that it's possible. I mean, you know.
Well, first of all, people who own businesses and who are successful still can have a poor self-esteem. So it's not about having a business, it's building your self-esteem. It starts with you first, and the business comes. If you start with the business first, you haven't fixed you, you're always going to have problems and issues. You may have the talent to build a business, you may have the talent to do this, but still you have that problem of believing in you. For some reason, we allow our minds to be filled with a lot of thoughts. Some are goofy, some are good. And there's a little reservoir that we store these thoughts in. And when a situation happens, that goofy thought could come or that good thought will come. It's what you experience will stimulate those thoughts. That's why an experience, a good experience, and a good environment always stimulates those good thoughts, because we all have good thoughts. We just have to bring them out. There's a good in you. You are there somewhere. You just got to bring it out. When you grow up and your mother and your aunt, your uncle says, oh, he's so cute when you're growing up.
Right.
Oh, you're so smart. And all of a sudden, someone starts telling you, boy, you're ugly, or you're not so smart.
Well, that's one of the things that you bring up in your book, is that when we were kids, we knew how to dream. And
we knew how to dream because I say the fourth grade. Here's a great
fourth grade. Okay.
Fourth grade teacher. Great example. I'm glad you brought that up. Fourth grade teacher, come to school. You're excited about going to school. You know why? Because that fourth grade teacher says you could be whatever you want to be. Whatever you want to be. And there's no boundaries, no restrictions. Whatever you guys want to be, you could be. I mean, she would put no academic restrictions on you, or put no restrictions on you. Just allow your mind to dream. And boy, that's fun. Fifth grade changes, though. All of a sudden, if you're not smart, you can't be that person you dreamt about in fourth grade, because now there's academic standards. And that's where I got confused, because I couldn't read like my friends, or I couldn't learn like my friends, because I had a learning disorder. Therefore, I have a label now. I'm stupid. So I quit trying to learn because I don't want to be stupid. I quit asking questions because I don't want to be stupid, because I don't want to have that label. So it worked against me. Now, but I changed those thoughts and changed those bad habits by changing my environment. That's why I said earlier, if you want to be somebody, change your environment where no one knows you. change your environment where someone could say to you, hey, Rudy, way to go. Instead of, hey, Rudy, what are you doing that for? I already know you can't do it because you tried and you failed. Why do I want to hang around that person? Someone asked me, when's the last time you've been to your high school reunion, Rudy? I said, I never been and I won't ever go. Because those same people that told me I couldn't will still say that. And I don't want to be around them. So therefore, why would I put myself around people who want me to fail? Mm. I want to be around people who want me to succeed. That's why I succeeded at Notre Dame. Because people wanted me to win. Mm. And there was a big difference.
And you know what? That's why we're here today, right there. We want to tell the folks that are listening to this program that you can do it. Dream. Become that fourth grader again. The thing is that everybody's telling you can't. Oh, you can't have a big bill. Oh, you can't have employees. You know, employees will steal you blind. You know, I love my employees. I have a turnkey business. I studied under Michael Gerber and found out what having a predictable, profitable turnkey operation was all about. That's what I wanted, you know, because my dream, my purpose, my passion was to do what we're doing right now, to share with other people that, you know, you can do it. And so what I hear you saying is, first of all, get away from all the junk, all the negative thinking, and start dreaming again. Start being that fourth grader. Let your mind wander. Let those feelings come that, wow, you know, wouldn't this be great to do? And get around people that will inspire you. And that's what I hope to do with you, with this program here, is to let the listener know that whatever it is that you want to do, you can do it.
But here's a bigger one.
All right.
As I listen to you, not only did you take action to the thing that you desired, you got the knowledge so you can do what you needed to do. Now, here's the key to that. Now that you have the knowledge, now that you proved to yourself, you don't have to prove nothing to no one else, but you proved to yourself that, yes, I can build a business. I could have good employees. Now you want to share that with other people to show them that they can do it. So your new desire coming alive now. It's coming alive, your new goals, your new dreams. That's what I'm talking about. It's just not building a business.
Right.
Maybe I had to build a business in order to do this. That's why I had to do that in order to do this.
Yeah.
I had to find out more about Rudy in order to do what I needed to do. Maybe I needed to build a business and sell a business. Maybe I needed to go to football practice. Maybe I needed to go to boot camp. I don't know. I went with my intuition. That's called spiritual cleansing. When you spiritually clean yourself, you get connected to what you're supposed to be doing. This is not a religious statement. This is a spiritual connection to the most powerful being in the world, in the universe. And that's God, your creator. And when you understand that, that's when great things happen. You take control of your own life instead of letting other people take control. Because your mind is so strong with confidence, so strong with courage and commitment. And you got this character that's overwhelming because you believe in you. And that's why you're not afraid to fail. That's not why you're afraid to take that step towards failure, because you know from failure you learn, and from learning you win. You cannot win in life by not trying. You only win by trying. And when you try, you fail. When you fail, you learn. When you win, you don't learn. That's why I get confused when people say, you got to win, you got to win. We're already winning by trying. Mm. And that's the secret.
Yeah. There's a lot of people who have knowledge about how to do things, but they don't have the other part that you talked about. In other words, they haven't seen that as a vision for themselves. Oh, I know how to build a business, but there's a purpose behind building that business. What's the big why? So what's the big why? Why do you want to build that business? See, I was a slave to my business and it was small because I didn't have a big why. I just thought that, hey, I keep, you know, adding trucks and I do business and whatever, but I was a little bit unhappy inside and I knew that I wanted to do something like this. So when I realized that after reading Michael Gerber's book and I saw what it was that I wanted to do, I said, hey, you know what? I got to have a vehicle to do this. And the only options that I have is to sell this little business that I have. And that's what you did. That would have been one option. But I wasn't ready to go out and do what it was that I really wanted to do. I said, or I could build a turnkey business that will give me a lot of knowledge, a lot of experience and hiring employees, having partners, building systems, learning marketing, learning sales, and all that knowledge. But all that knowledge doesn't help me unless there's a purpose behind it. What's the big why? The big why is I want to have a business that allows me to go out and do what I'm really passionate about. Again, the guy that's vacuuming the floors, he's excited about vacuuming the floors because that's his vehicle for his big why, to, you know, get that house and to do the things that he wants to do. Does that make sense?
Here's what makes sense. You gave the passion back to the people because you were passionate about starting your business.
Okay.
And they responded to that.
Okay.
Because you had anger and you used it in a positive way. You didn't want to be where you wanted to be, so you changed your attitude and your behavior. And people recognized that. They saw that you were willing to put the time in and the effort in, and you were passionate about doing it right. In fact, you inspired other people to be the best that they can be in their moment. And that's what's great about what you did and who you are. And that way you find new levels of your life. That way you want more. Wow, if I did this, I can do that. Now you start dreaming again because you see somebody that you want to be. I want to do that. And how do I do that? Well, I have to be successful here first in order to do that so I can give the wisdom to people, so I can help people. You just can't go out and start coaching people because that's what you want. You got to go out and experience it, feel the pain and have the purpose and knowing what it takes to get to that next level.
Get the experience.
Get the experience called wisdom. Without wisdom, you can't help people. That's my belief. And that's why I say we always have the side of anger in us. And we channel that in a negative way, we get negative results. It's the same energy, good or bad. If you channel it in a positive way, the same energy, you get good results. What does that mean, Rudy? Well, think about it. Look at myself in the mirror and I say, boy, I'm getting fat. I need to do something about it. So I got to eat right and exercise. Oh, but that takes effort. That takes time. I'm not going to do that. It'll take time from this and that. If you really think about it, it takes no more time to do 100 push-ups than it takes time for you from walking from one end of the house to the other. You can get that thing accomplished. But the effort is what it means. Do you have the effort? And when you start doing it, maybe you didn't like it at first, but then you start seeing results and you start getting excited and you start accomplishing more and put more towards it. That's what I'm talking about. I was angry of what I am. I want to change that. So you got to do something about it. It's no different in business or anything. Sometimes it takes time to figure that out.
How do you keep a sense of gratitude for what you do have and who you are, and at the same time kind of be unhappy with where you are and what you're doing and want to be in a new place?
I don't know if I'm going to use the word unhappy.
Okay.
But the gratitude, you appreciate everything you have or where you're at, because you could be somewhere else. You could be nowhere. So the gratitude comes from, boy, am I glad I worked hard. You know? Am I glad I did what I was supposed to do in order to get here? Now I can go to another level. So you have that gratitude. You appreciate the fact that you took the step to change. See, change is the big thing. If you're willing to change, you can change everything. Maybe you could look at life. I always look at it like I see some great people can build huge companies. Huge. How do they do that? Man, they put their pants on the same way I do. Then I look at what they're doing. They got some wonderful people around them. They implement because they know those people can do it. And those people can respond and they're willing to share. So it's not about taking all the time. It's about giving. And you can grow from that. And you can grow big from that. And I think you're unhappy. The word unhappy is, you're not unhappy. You just want more, and that's good. You want to do better.
Why is that
that's
good?
That's good.
Why is that good?
Because you're willing to work harder. You're willing to change, and you're in search to do that. And when you're in search, you will find the answer. And so if you're willing to change, you will find those answers. That's, I think, is where you should be. And, you know, you can do it spiritually, you can do it physically, you can do it emotionally. There's all different ways. So you got to be willing to change all those things and all those spots by getting around the right people, right support system, right mentors, right friends, right music, right mood. All comes down to that. We're going right back to what I said. Right information creates the right output.